The Northeast received a reminder that while spring may be inching closer, winter is still here. Commentator Baxter Black says this behavior is typical of the scheming, miserable month of March.
March is the castor oil of months, the collected drippings of winter's oil change, the epic flush of the accumulated compaction of salted streets, sanded roads, and gravelly snow in frozen chunks. It is the longest month of the year, when you calculate in the miserable factor. March is not a month to expect a kind word from. It has its own Ides, but what Ides are they? I can tell you. Fungicide, blindside, cyanide, vilified, terrified, stupefied, snide, hide, lied, cried, died, back you up against the wall, and leave you flat and down, a foot and weak and chapped and squinty-eyed Ides. In most of cow country, it is a month to survive, a hold-your-own month, a can't-see-the-barn-from-the-house month, a soggy, windy, coffee, runny nose month. March is how you feel at the end of a three-day hunt in the Bob Marshall wilderness without a razor, toothbrush, hot water, clean socks, or soap. I haven't combed my hair for a week. I've been sleeping in my clothes. I smell like dirty sheets, smoke, and King Kong sneakers. I feel so, so March. March is the interrogator at the Kremlin. So, you thought Ventervoss over? You foolish farmer. Sure, you loved February, Valentine's Day, sunny mornings, happy faces, but you forgot about me. Never again. And then it whacks you with a 3-foot snowfall that pulls down entire forests, melts in half a day, flooding your pens, which are already saturated, and buries your tractor in a mudslide blocking the road. Surely, you say, somebody likes March. Plumbers, maybe. Everything's thawing out and breaking. Travel agents like March, selling cruises to the Bahamas to the indentured sufferers in Grand Forks, Grand Junction, and Grand Rapids who have enough money to leave, and so would psychiatrists in those same Grand Forks, Grand Junction, and Grand Rapids who service those remaining sufferers who can't afford to leave. March is like playing tug-of-war with the Baltimore Ravens. They don't have to cheat to win. There's no way to beat March. So we just have to let it happen, and occasionally we'll get lucky, and it will let us win a hand. And we should accept it graciously, but never drop our guard, because March is not to be trusted.
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian Baxter Black.